With that, we go to Bill in Trenton, New Jersey, on Sirius 130. Hello, Bill. You're on the air with Charles Lamandry.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to ask my question, but real quick, I was amazed at the last caller, and that's mm-hmm. the first person on that side of the fence who I've heard speak like that. I mean, I've been an attorney for 20 years, and there was a time when I was actually a member of the ACLU because they fought for the rights of everyone. I resigned that membership a long time ago. And that was an extremely refreshing thing to hear. It kind of took me aback and almost made me forget my question.
Accenting the word almost. How can Charles help you, Bill?
All right. Well, the Supreme Court is poised to, it seems, or I think that people reading the tea leaves are saying they're about to declare that gay marriage is a fundamental constitutional right that's kind of inherent in the 14th Amendment and applicable in all 50 states, kind of a same-sex redefinition of marriage, Roe versus Wade decision is about to come out in the next 60 to 90 days. If that goes the wrong way, and for me the wrong way would be the nine justices somehow amending the Constitution to write something into it that's not there over the votes of 100 million people, what impact is that really going to be? That's going to completely change the legal landscape for those of us trying to defend religious freedom along the lines that Allie just defended, because we're going to be up against a constitutional wall. Okay. I wanted to hear the guest opinion.
Yeah, Bill, it's Patrick. I know attorneys are more like Yosemite Sam than Marcel Marceau. So there's a lot in your question. I want to summarize it for folks who may have just joined us. You're saying if the Supreme Court in the next couple of months does decide that so-called gay marriage will be constitutionally protected, what's the impact on Christians and, we might add, conservative Jews, because I want to ask you about the Jonah case before
sure.
we stop. How will that affect our ability not to participate? I think that's the heart of it, right, Bill?
Yes, thanks sure. for the summary.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your question, Bill. And, you know, there is a real concern the Supreme Court will go the wrong way on that issue. Let's hope and continue to pray they won't, because states' rights is still very much at play, and we hope that Justice Kennedy, who's been a proponent of states' rights, will realize how inappropriate it is to impose on the majority of states where the people did vote for traditional marriage a federal constitutional interpretation, which is, one, not in the Constitution, and two, violates states' rights. But assuming that he does, will it make it tougher for people of faith who believe in what the Bible teaches, be it Catholic, you know, Protestant, or Jew? Yeah, I think it will. I think it's going to make our situation that much worse. How much worse and how soon remains to be seen. What will the reaction be? I expect it'll be much like Roe v. Wade, that there'll be a great number of people that simply cannot and will not accept that as a legitimate law and will continue to protest against it. And some people will be willing to make, you know, tremendous sacrifices, like some already have, by, you know, refusing to participate. Again, people in the wedding industry are particularly on the front lines, but other people will be affected as well. Well,
unlikely victories have been had through prayer. You think
That's
of
right.
the Battle of Lepanto. Maybe this needs to be our spiritual Lepanto. It worked for Pius V.
There
Bill,
you go.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.